It was the kind of day I just never wanted to end. Our gang of friends have been talking about the state park and trying to arrange a trip all summer. Finally, we found a Saturday in August where nobody was too busy, and everyone said, "All right, fuck it, let's just go." The forecast looked clear and comfortable, just a little chance of showers, probably late enough that it wouldn't really affect anything if it happened. And it turned out to be one of the nicest days you could ask for. It was warm and sunny all morning for hiking through the woods. And then once the day started really heating up, we were already at the lake. My boyfriend reminded me that we talked about taking a little skinny dip sometime. He might have just been teasing me, since he knew sex outdoors is one of my turn-ons. We didn't think this would be the day for it, since there would be all kinds of other people around. But well, you never know. There wasn't really a plan. Everyone drifted and did whatever they felt like. Swimming, napping on the sand, volleyball, wandering over to the picnic area when it was time to put something on the grill. It was fantastic. The whole afternoon seemed to be over before you could blink. Soon enough, things were winding down as the sun set, and there was a little talk about toasting marshmallows or s'mores. The lake and the beach were gorgeous at dusk. The air had the kind of summer evening tint I just love, when it gives everything an orange-purple glow everywhere you look. I was so happy just sitting there and soaking it all in. But of course, some clouds did start coming, and a few people talked about feeling tired. Things started gradually turning dim and grey. The showers were going to happen after all. I remember feeling a little sad, standing on the grass and watching the others drive off. I thought about hanging back a little in case we had a chance to take a dip by ourselves, but by the time we saw the last pair of red lights disappearing out of the lot, it was obvious tonight wasn't going to be the night. We could smell the rain coming already. My boyfriend put an arm around me as we turned back and stared at the lake. For a minute we just stood there, and it seemed like the whole world had suddenly stopped. There was nothing but rustling leaves and crickets. I was almost ready to leave, although there was something making my mind a bit uneasy. Our skin was still giving off that warmth that lingers for a while after you've been baking in the sun. I could feel the heat coming off him through my thin shirt. The temperature was still just the right side of comfortable. I could feel a nice little breeze wafting over and under my clothes. And right then, sure enough, we started feeling the first drops. I sighed and he kissed my hair. "Yeah, I know," I told him. "Time to get going." It started getting heavier just in the time it took to walk across the lot. He unlocked the car doors and started closing the windows. Something still nagged at me while we were climbing in. I had to ask, "So we've got everything? I feel like there's something else." He nodded. I remembered that we didn't have much stuff for the day anyway. We changed out of the wet clothes after swimming, then stowed the towels and bags and... "Oh," I blurted out when it hit me. "Oh yes, of course." It was a good thing I'd remembered. I need to go back for the necklace. He gave me a little annoyed look and I put a hand on his leg. "No, relax. I didn't lose it." I had to raise my voice just a little as the ring drops got louder. "Look, I just remembered I left it by the fireplace. I had to show the girls what a great birthday present you gave me." He smiled and laughed at that. But I wasn't going to risk losing it in the water. We were over there away from our bags and things, so let me think. I put it out of sight by one of those logs, because I thought we were going to go there next after dinner. And since we didn't end up doing marshmallows, I could see him nodding. Sorry, so just don't start the car yet, I stopped and realized what that was going to mean. The rain was getting heavy enough to hammer on the roof by now. It was already obvious there was no way to run across the lot and back without getting drenched all over again. It took only a couple of seconds to do some mental math. One bathing suit and shirt in a bag, still sopping wet from earlier. One remaining shirt and pair of shorts, which I was wearing. The towels were dried, but that didn't help. And no other clothes in the car. So, it was probably hopeless, but I tried my flirtiest tone of voice. Honey, baby, sweetie, I don't suppose you'd... He was laughing and shaking his head before I could finish the question. Of course he just realized the same things I did. Still, I couldn't help trying to playfully guilt him a little. So you're not willing to help me out? Some boyfriend. I got nowhere. He just pointed out that he wouldn't know where to look. All right. Shit. We were quiet for a moment. He just laughed again. It was more of a low chuckle this time, and said that there seemed to be only one answer here. I stopped. What? What's that mean? Nothing. He sat there and waited. Then after a few seconds he gave me a look, like he was asking a question. I just shook my head and stared. What? He still didn't say anything else. God, he could be maddening sometimes. And then, after a few more seconds, he suddenly laughed. Just like that, in one fast motion, he took his shirt off. He turned and looked straight in my eyes. Then he leaned over to grab a handful of my shirt and began lifting it up. Suddenly the penny dropped. Oh. Now I started giggling with excitement. Oh. You know, I guess you're right. I sat forward in the seat to free my shirt and let him pull it over my head. Now I could tell we were reading each other's minds. Without speaking again, we looked at each other, then started shifting around in our seats and sliding down our shorts. I started giggling a little once we were both naked in our seats. He reached into the back seat to grab the towels and set them on the armrest. I paused, looked over and raised an eyebrow at him. There was a nervous tingle down my spine as I reached for the door handle. Ready? Before we could really think about it anymore, I just pulled it and went. I could hear him opening his door at the same time. Shivers ran all the way through me as we stepped out. It was almost coming down in sheets. We were completely soaked in a few seconds. I couldn't believe how vivid the sensation was as the raindrops ran all over me. The air was the perfect level of warm, and the water was the perfect kind of cool. I actually broke out laughing. I raised my arms and did a little dancing twirl as we walked across the lot. He laughed, so I turned and gave a little ass shake in his direction. He reached over and tried to slap it, so I just ran off. I couldn't help looking around, just out of habit, but everything was dim and hazy by now. Of course there was nobody in sight. I tried telling my brain to just shut up and enjoy it. There were goosebumps all over and I wasn't even cold. It wasn't hard to find the right spot once we made it back to the fire pit. He made some joke about how it still wasn't too late to go skinny dipping after all. I just laughed and swatted his arm. I found the log I remembered, and, yep, there was a little sparkle of light over at one end. Since he was watching, I made sure to bend over nice and far while I leaned down to grab it. I half expected another little smack or something, but nope, he was just standing there watching, smiling wide and obviously very turned on. I pulled up my wet hair, slipped the chain over my head and turned back to face him. "You like it on me like this?" I laughed, held out my arms and took another spin. We walked back toward each other and next thing I knew, we were pressed together and kissing like we were possessed. I wanted to devour him. His hands moved across my breasts, then all over my back and gave my ass a good warm squeeze. I couldn't tell if the rain was getting a little cooler or if our skin was still hot. My nipples were hard as rocks. I laughed a little with excitement. I couldn't believe it. Under the sky, nothing between us and the elements. I felt tingles everywhere. Suddenly he was pulling me back across the grass towards the picnic spot. We bumped up against a table and, without missing a motion, we turned so it was behind me. It took just a small boost to get my ass onto the top. I hungrily wrapped my legs around him and grabbed the back of his head. Our kisses got more frantic. I reached down with my other hand and grabbed his cock. He was just about as hard as I'd ever felt him. He kissed the side of my neck. One of his hands clenched around my breast. I felt the other one slick with water as it moved down my back. And then after a moment, he pulled away. God. I just groaned. Before I could ask anything, he was pushing me onto my back. I reached out to pull him after me and grabbed empty air. What? He bent over and buried his face between my legs. I just laughed. Of course. That was another little turn on we talked about. Him wanting to eat me on a table like I was dessert. It was funny and amazingly hot at the same time. I threw my head back and grabbed the back of his head with my hands. It hit me again just where we were, naked out in the rain, and it took maybe 10 seconds before I was ready to come. His tongue sent warm shooting from my clit up through my belly into my chest. As soon as it subsided, I wanted more. My skin was on fire. I sat up and practically hauled him onto the table, then swung a leg over and straddled him. My hand found his dick again. My other arm balanced my weight on his chest. By now we were both gasping with need. It took one thrust and he was inside. He filled me completely. Another orgasm was building already. I began bouncing, hard, like I wanted to slam him through the table. My body was almost shaking. He shifted his hips just a little upward, and all at once he was hitting my G-spot. I fucking screamed. He told me later that I almost scared him a little. It was probably the kind of noise you don't normally hear from a human being. I felt like some kind of wild jungle princess or something, all primal and taken over with hunger. I don't really remember. I looked up and saw nothing but trees and sky. I reveled in the feeling of water splashing all over us, my wet hair plastered to my back, the warmth and coolness we could feel all over our skin. A hot rush spread through my whole body. I came again in one big shudder. I came so hard I almost cried. It was magnificent. I think we lost track of time for a little while. I eventually came down to earth, lying on top with him still nestled inside me. Once we met each other's eyes, we broke out laughing again and couldn't stop. It was the kind that just wrings you out. I was still laughing as I staggered to my feet. He couldn't wipe the smile off his face as he smacked my ass and we got ourselves moving. We didn't talk as we got back to the car and tried to towel off inside. It felt almost like a dream I didn't want to interrupt. The road was going to be dark the whole way back, so I just settled into the seat and didn't bother with my clothes. He laughed at that. Then after thinking for a moment, he decided he didn't need his shorts either. He put his towel in his lap and we got moving. Back home, the street was deserted after dark. We just walked out of the car with the towels wrapped around us until we were inside. I said that it felt so good I might just stay naked the rest of the weekend. Naked except for the necklace, of course. Soon we collapsed into bed and kissed goodnight. I wrapped my arms around him and felt our bodies slowly reach that perfect level of warmth under the sheets. Every little sensation was so unusually sharp and vivid. My skin still felt like it was almost buzzing. This was something we would have to try again, somehow, sometime. I just settled in, enjoying that tingling mix of hot and cool all over, and soaked in the feeling until we calmly drifted off to sleep.